My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
SummerSlam in town on Saturday, Brown Stadium.
You believe it's finally here?
Yeah, it is here. It's going to be amazing.
Our fans, from the moment that event got announced, anytime we get big events, and that feels like one of the big watershed events in wrestling, and we have it here in our backyard this weekend.
And we have a WWE superstar, I think one of the fan favorites that you could possibly have going on right now, one of the hottest ones you could have going on right now in all of professional wrestling. LA Knight joins us right now. He joins us right here in studio this morning. Hello, LA Knight. Good to see you. Good
best
to talk to you.
Best thing going today. That's what they're talking about. Yeah, man, it's a big weekend here at SummerSlam. And for me particularly, you're talking about a big shot at the U.S. Championship. But we can get into all that. What are we doing here, boys?
How is your schedule right now?
Ridiculous.
You look like $1 million. I have to admit, the tan, everything.
I tell you what, it's taken a lot to get me together this morning. I don't know how you guys do this every morning, because I am such a night owl. So, you know, me getting up, that's why I got these shades on right now to hide these bloodshot eyes, because it's been, you talk about a schedule. I was just in Japan over the weekend. Before that, Puerto Rico. Before that, Mexico. It never stops. We're always running. We got live TV every single week. We got live events in between there. So there's a lot going on.
You're in the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios. You were in Tokyo. Were you in the Dome?
No, actually, I'd love to tell you what we were in. I can't remember what it was called. We were in Osaka for one night. We were in Tokyo for two nights, and I cannot remember the name of the arena. Something something Sumo Hall.
I mean, how different were the fans there compared to the fans you get to perform and entertain here?
They're very much WWE fans in the sense that they knew everything, they knew everyone, they were on board with everything. But there is a different, there is kind of a more like almost quiet hush and watch. And then when something happens, like, oh, it's really interesting, because it's like things that the people here might not even react to. If two guys try and tackle each other and one guy doesn't go down, it's like, oh, and it's like, wow, okay, that got a big reaction.
Did they appreciate more the technical aspects of it, or did they want the showmanship?
I can't really say more one way or the other, because they reacted to all of it. So it's just that it's different, and I don't know how to really put my finger on that, other than the fact that like they just react. They had a slightly different reaction as far as like how they take it in.
Favorite foreign country to wrestle in?
Oh my gosh.
Could it be Japan because of the history?
Maybe, but at the same time, man, you look at these European countries between France and, I mean, even when we were in Brussels or we were in the UK, and these fans get rabid. It's wild. The energy in those buildings, they just start creating chants. I don't even know what they're saying half the time, but it's a crazy environment. So I don't know, man. It's such a battle now, it seems like, to where all these All these crowds are trying to outdo each other to try and get the attention back on them. Let's get the shows back in France. Let's get the shows back in the UK. Let's get so everybody now wants to be the big, best crowd.
I'm just curious. LA Knight in studio with us. Get ready for SummerSlam. When we were young, I mean, it was WrestleMania number one, and then I feel like SummerSlam was right behind. It might have been a 1B for us on how excited we were. Do you have kind of etched in your memory being a young wrestling fan, like moments from SummerSlam that stick out, or a moment where you're like, I want to be a part of this someday?
You know, I never had that thought that far ahead where it was like, oh yeah, I want to do this someday. That never came to me until I was in college. But I mean, I was always enamored with it, always in love with it. I mean, when I think of SummerSlam, I can remember being on the on vacation at the beach, Ocean City, Maryland. That's where I used to go back in the day, if anybody's familiar. Mm-hmm. I can remember specifically Hulk Hogan returning to face Earthquake. That was such a big thing because he'd been injured, and you know they do the whole montage with the door closing or the locker room door closing on his gear, and you're like, oh my gosh, is Hulk Hogan dead? Is he okay? Is he fine? Is he coming back? And then here he comes. He comes back, and you know, victoriously comes back to beat Earthquake. So I mean, things like that. I'm sure there's plenty of other SummerSlam moments, but for some reason, as a child, that's the one that sticks out.
Who trained you?
I started actually right down the road in Cincinnati, Ohio at HWA. So it was Les Thatcher and Cody Hawk. Cody Hawk kind of took over maybe a few months after I'd started there, but Les Thatcher was the guy who owned the place, started the place. So it was a mix between those two, but I'd say Cody Hawk was more the hands-on guy.
Do you feel at these big events, you know, somebody like you, it seems like you never say no. I mean, if you're in Tokyo one day, if you're in Puerto Rico the next, it seems like you're obviously, first of all, somebody they feel like they can market. Obviously, you're skilled enough to be able to do all this and physically fit enough to do everything. Do you feel like you have to get up for a weekend like this, or is this you 365, no matter where you go, you're never going through the motions? It's always going to be a huge event.
I would love to say that every day I'm just up and on and amped and ready to do this stuff. But yeah, I mean, some days it's harder than others. But I mean, you talk about the success and all that stuff, and in a weird way, it wasn't supposed to be that way. The people made me that way. The fans made me that way. And for them to gravitate toward me, and I guess, look, I got to take my own credit, give myself my flowers here. I made it that way. And because there's something about whatever I was doing that made the people gravitate toward me and tell the company, hey, this is our guy. He might be a jerk, but he's our jerk.
I love that, though. I love that because I'm watching, me and the wife are watching the Lou Big Papa Pearlman documentary. He's the guy with the boy bands, right?
Yeah.
And there's the big debate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
is, did he make these guys or these kids, or were they going to blossom no matter what? And I feel like that is sometimes what wrestlers are faced with. Like, you might not get the credit that you deserve because somebody else was the kingmaker.
Sure. Well, but I mean, look, it's a conglomerate of effort, and there's no way that it can't be, because those kids you talk about in that particular instance, they wouldn't have the opportunity to shine without that platform. And at the same time, he couldn't have created those groups without those kids. So it's everybody coming together, right place, right time, that kind of thing. And for me, you know, I had so many years of frustration not being here way before and doing this because I knew I could do this at a high level long, long ago. But at the same time, if you really look at it, the timing was perfect. Everything worked out just how it was supposed to. And I couldn't be happier if we're really getting down to it.
You mentioned that you're wrestling for the U.S. Championship. You did not say the name Logan Paul.
My bad.
Give me one word that describes Logan Paul.
Oh, boy. Well, it would only take one word to do it. I don't know if I can say it on the radio or not.
We can dump it if we need to.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll say it's a female hygiene product.
Oh, my God in heaven. Okay.
Is that fair? Can I say that?
Out there. That's fine. Now, he's a local guy.
That's multiple words, but if you actually say the word, it's one word.
You understand he's a local guy, but it's a little bit weird. Anytime we talk about the Paul brothers, there will be a bunch of people who call in and say he's not from Cleveland, he's from Westlake.
Yeah.
Lightning rod.
That's the word. Yeah, well, I mean, that's like me being local. I'm from, I started wrestling in Cincinnati. So, I'm an Ohio boy, I guess, myself, but not really. Look, Logan Paul went running and screaming from here a long time ago, and now he lives down in Puerto Rico, and good for him. But, look, the last time we were in Cleveland together, me and him, the people didn't seem to care too much for him, and I don't think anything's going to change this weekend.
It's outstanding.
I love that. I mean, he's a lightning rod. Him and his brother, no matter what they do, whether it's their business savvy.
Something stupid.
Influencers. Well, they've stepped in it a number of times, that's for sure.
No, but you know what? Credit to him, though, because Jake Paul out there doing the whole boxing thing and getting big eyes on that. And even Logan Paul dipping his toe in the same stuff. They've done a lot of big things, and I can't take that away from them. So big kudos, big respect to that. But at the end of the day, SummerSlam this weekend, I don't care what Logan Paul's done inside or outside the wrestling business. The bottom line is he's going to lose that United States Championship to this guy.
Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, had a tweet about a week ago, and I wanted to ask you what you thought about it. You've been an enhancement talent in the past. He said, please stop using the term jobber. It's extremely disrespectful to everyone who is putting their bodies on the line each week. All of us are, quote unquote, enhancement talent. We enhance each other's careers. He went on in some detail. Do you find the term jobber to be demeaning? Should I stop using the term jobber?
I mean, sure, you jobber. I don't know, really. The funny thing is I try to detach myself from social media as much as I can, but people overuse that word a lot. It's like people, I know this cool inside term, so I'm going to use it ad nauseum as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if a guy loses one match, he'll be like, oh, he's a jobber now. It's like, guys, let's relax. It's part of the deal. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. So it's definitely overused by the average person who's not in the business. That's for damn sure. I don't hear it that much from anybody in the business. I think it's kind of a passe term as far as being used inside the business. It's usually most people trying to be cool on the internet, if you will.
What's your relationship like with Vic Joseph?
We go to a place called Hungry Crab every now and then down in Orlando. We both are big seafood lovers. And so you go down there and you get your little saucy plate of crabs and shrimp and things like that. So that's our spot.
Well, how does it make you feel you're using the exact same microphone he used when he was an update anchor?
We're going to have to change microphones then. Gross.
LA Knight with us in studio. So is there any jitters anymore about headlining shows, about being, you know, such a big piece of SummerSlam, of you know, obviously the Royal Rumble and the WrestleMania and what have you? Is there any more jitters anymore as you go through the curtain?
I guess it depends on your definition of jitters. I mean, there's always like butterflies. I think if you don't get butterflies just before you're going out there, my God, you're not alive. I don't know how you don't. I mean, you're about to walk out there in front of 20,000, 50,000, 60,000, depending where you are. I mean, this weekend, I don't know how big it's going to be, 60, 70,000 people out there. There's no way not to get those butterflies going beforehand. Jittery as far as like right now, no, I'm cool and calm. But Saturday, when it gets time and it gets there, that's when all the nerves are going to start going. And the crazy thing is, the second you go through that curtain, it's all gone, because then it's business time.
I love hearing that.
But you mentioned something interesting about social media, and like we're watching Olympic events like crazy. Is this fast walking? What is this?
Yeah, I was really trying to figure
speed
out what
walking,
was going.
Yeah. Speed walking.
I thought this was a parody of something. Those guys are cheating right there. That guy's running at the front. The guy, he's doing like a slight jog for sure.
They monitor the video. Yeah. They go back to the replay board to make sure.
Yeah, somebody's got to yank him.
But like even these guys, I'm sure if you follow them on social media, you'd see that they have endorsements. They have followings. They're influencers. The sprinters that you're going to see. So when you say you try to ignore social media, is there a big push, though, by the company to make sure that you guys are engaging with fans and making sure that you are out there and that you're not just performing at the shows?
Sometimes, and some people get into it more than others. I personally am not big on it. I don't think it's necessary. And that's me being old school. I don't know. But for me, it's like I'm just going to post kind of the stuff that's going to point you in the direction of seeing our TV shows. So for me, it's just, hey, look, here's the deal. Here's what I'm doing on TV. Make sure you catch it. Other than that, I'm not really into Twitter beefs or any of that kind of nonsense. What do they call it? X beefs now? I'm not sure. But for me, it's just, let me get the business at hand. TV pays me. Twitter doesn't.
Oh, gosh. That could be a great lesson for just about anybody out there. LA Knight, we thank you very much for the time. Enjoy Cleveland. Enjoy SummerSlam. And we hope to talk to you again soon. We mean that.
Appreciate you guys having me. And look, all hail the new U.S. champion. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. LA Knight, the to-be U.S. champion, WWE superstar. He will be at SummerSlam coming up on Saturday. Obviously, make sure you're watching Peacock, the whole thing.
Get
and obviously,
there.
If you're there, make sure you're there to see it as well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.